We're talking with Mitch Osborne, head coach for Harlan Boys Basketball here on KSOM. And, Coach, a great trip for you to Wells Fargo yesterday. Got back in time before the storm hit. And certainly a great second half for your team and a great game for Dallas McDowell. What can you say about Dallas and a career high for him? I mean, he was unstoppable against the Trojans yesterday.
Dallas is a three-level scorer, you know, and it's a lost art anymore. Most people, it's either layups or threes, but he is deadly at that 12- to 15-foot pull-up. And last night, he was 9 for 10, so that was great to see. And, you know, he just took advantage of a mismatch there, and then he gets the free-throw line, was 9 for 10 there. So finished with 27, and so, but, you know, you had two teams, both of us, Atlantic and us, that both had nail-biting games. We've been on the other end of it, and you know, so you had two teams who really wanted to win and played hard, and you know, I was impressed with Atlantic. I thought they did a great job, and I thought we did. And, you know, both teams had a lot of turnovers, and I think that made it a little sloppier game than it was supposed to be, but everybody knows what everybody's doing. And so but yeah, Dallas did great, and Joseph, and he was tough inside, and Kobe, we got a couple threes out of him, but very pleased.
It seemed like you kind of moved to a zone defense a little bit late in the second quarter, pressured Atlantic a little bit in the second half, and that seemed to be when things started to turn around for you. It was close up until then. What can you say about how your defense performed and how effective that zone was?
Yeah, you know, I like starting a man recently just to get us moving, and Atlantic's got some great man sets. And Kenny Jewell was torching us the first quarter. You know, he hits two threes. And if I had to say one negative thing about Dallas, he was guarding him. And we said, you can't leave him alone. You have to have a hand up. And they took him out, put Creed Boggs in, then got it back, Dallas back in. And I made that adjustment. And then, you know, we went to the 2-3 zone and 1-3-1, which really, really helped. But you had to identify the three-point shooters. They hit six of them. And, you know, so we did a good job in there, but, like we said, that helped in, the full court pressure created some turnovers, but, you know, we did take advantage of some, but you know what, we ended up with 19 turnovers ourselves. So, give Atlantic credit on that. We, sometimes it looked like the ball was in a pinball machine last night underneath the basket, but, you know, we're very pleased and happy to get a win, 'cause we've had some tough losses. And so, you know, we got a tough game coming up, Trainer coming to our place tomorrow, Thursday night, and then we go to Creston Saturday, and good grief, those are going to be just about as tough as it gets. So we'll have to be ready to go.
Yeah, you had lost three in a row, six of your last seven. So, I mean, how badly did you really need to win and to just turn around the confidence of the boys?
Yeah, you need it, because it's just you need to reward them, because they've been playing hard, and that's where Atlantic boys have been doing the same thing. They've been playing, they play hard. I mean, when you're losing games, it's tough to step out there and sometimes not to keep competing. You didn't see that. Both teams are competing hard. And so we're fortunate to come out on top. And like I said, Dalton's doing a great job. And like I said, they got a bunch of good kids. They're young, and they got a lot coming back. And so, but for us, we got some young guys playing too. So the future's bright, and you just got to fight through and grind it out this year.
So what is going to be your thought process for your team here down the stretch? You got three games left, and they're really against some tough opponents here. Before the playoffs begin, you'll learn your playoff bracket assignment next Monday. But what's going to be your main focus with your team to get yourself ready for the postseason?
Yeah, we really got to focus on taking care of the basketball. I mean, if we do that and you know, take care of rebounding, not giving up the offensive boards, that's two areas that we really got to clean up. And everybody's got to, it takes a total team effort. And the turnovers, we had some careless ones last night, but that's what we're going to focus on. And then you just got to go one game at a time and one quarter at a time. And, you know, we said at halftime last night, now we got 16 minutes. And, you know, got to the fourth quarter, we're up by eight. We had two big buckets. We had a big bucket at the end of the second quarter. We had two free throws at the end of the third quarter, got us up by eight. And then we got the ball out. And those are huge. Those are huge momentum when you score at the end of the quarter. And but, you know, we were up 10 Creston going in the fourth quarter, and we squandered that lead away. And last night the message was, hey, we got to finish this game. And, as you know, so just got to – it's a 32-minute game, and you got to break it down in quarters. And so Trainer's the first one, and then we'll take care of that game and go to the next one. But Trainer's got a team that – them and Kemper and Hall Western Christian got to be the three favorites. One of those three is probably going to win the state title at 2A. You got Underwood right down the road, though. Trainers have played a couple of tough games against them, so Underwood kid's capable. Brad Bloom leading that team's capable of knocking them off. But with that being said, Trainer's probably the favorite, no doubt. And like I said, so we just got to be ready to go tomorrow night.
Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck here in these next stretch of games. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Mitch Osborne, head coach for Harlan Boys Basketball here on KSOM.